Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up? Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To wear down.
Oh my goodness! Aaron Judge has done it again! Homers in five straight! Santa Maria!
Now, if you had told me that that call right there was from the local broadcast of Team X, Y, or Z, or that was the Yankees radio network.
Yeah, Sterling.
Matt Vasgersian on the call. No, that's Matt Vasgersian, ESPN, national call. Oh, way to call
What's
it down Vasgersian? The middle, boss.
He's the cheesiest of all.
Holy crap.
Jesus.
No, I think he's pretty good.
You do? He's like, oh, didn't he host the host Wipeout?
I don't know. I think
he hosted that show Wipeout at the beginning.
I don't think he brings the best, gets the best out of A-Rod, though. What's going on with A-Rod? He seems very quiet. What's up with that? Do you notice that?
Mic up a little bit or
Did
something.
Did you notice that?
Fall
How
asleep.
Quiet he was last
I think
night?
He's doing a golf match.
Both in terms of volume of information and talking and volume on the TV. He just seemed really quiet and disengaged. A-Rod, wake up.
Maybe it's the lack of people in the seats.
And that might be it.
I'm telling you, there's no. That's what I worry about, lack of juice in the park.
Just feeling like this whole season is just circling the drain?
It's weird.
Is that
no,
part of
I
it?
I think everybody feels weird right now. We're excited sports are back. We are. We're jammed. We're loving it sports are back.
All right, so we should start with this. It felt like the season might get canceled over the weekend. That was a real thing.
Yeah.
Cardinals players testing positive, and not only were they testing positive, there's a report that they were at a casino. And that's when you just throw your hands up and say, oh, what the hell?
So they go to a casino. The other ones went to the hotel bar, supposedly the Marlins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, all negative tests with their players today. Saw John Heyman tweeted that out about a half hour ago. So Marlins are clear. And then going back to when we got off air and the stuff with the commissioner of baseball, supposedly alerting networks to start getting another program ready potentially in 2 days. Like, that could have been a thing. Like, everybody's like, oh, crap, this season's over. This thing's going to explode. No, they're pushing through. Now they're back to surviving. Like, we're going to do this every week, aren't we? Which team's next?
Well, if they're making trips to the casino, we will be.
Oh, sure.
And so that report was from, who was it that had that?
I'm sure the
Jerry Hairston.
Yeah.
Jerry Hairston Jr. Here's what he had. A few Marlins go to a club, and now hearing a few Cardinals went to a casino? That's not following protocols. MLB players are furious because 28 other teams have worked hard to follow the guidelines. By the way, he writes a few Marlins go to a club as if it's fact. I read over the weekend that MLB's investigation to this point has not found that they went to a club. They have found that they went downstairs to the hotel lobby's bar. To which you say, okay, that's not as bad as going to a club. It's probably still, it's still against protocol, but
it's not as bad. But where the hell is your manager? Where the hell is your GM? Where the hell is your security that are helping you to maybe make the right decision when you come out of your room? And if you're staying on a floor, it's a secure floor.
So they're allowed to leave their room, though.
I know that.
No,
and
but
so,
that's part of this new thing, right? The new thing Manfred said over the weekend is they need, every team has to have a compliance officer now.
Correct.
With the teams, though. So they never had that in place.
But listen, if you go to a nightclub, right, in Miami, you're saying, what are you doing? You know, you've got a season to play. You can't be doing that. If you go downstairs to a hotel lobby bar, where you know how things are sort of set up now, in tables, you got to sit at a table.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, be 6 feet. If they sit down at the hotel lobby bar.
What's wrong with going there as opposed
to the restaurant? I don't want
to
kill a guy for that. Like,
no.
You probably shouldn't be doing that, but if that's what it was,
Was it just them? Was it packed with other people? There's all these scenarios you have to figure out, though.
Of course.
What was happening in there?
Of course. That's what they're looking into.
Somebody brought the virus in.
I mean, just saying on the surface, until we know more, they're going to figure it out. It doesn't sound like they were out partying at a nightclub. That's not what happened there. They went to the hotel lobby and picked it up.
Unless it became a nightclub scene at the hotel bar with people from the outside coming in.
Sure.
We don't know that.
Sure, we don't know that. You're right.
That's what's different with the NFL. The NFL already put out their guidelines for travel for teams. And the spacing, it's going to be on buses. Spacing, it will be on planes. The inability to leave a hotel, to use a Lyft, to use an Uber, to use a taxi. You will not be in the restaurant downstairs. You will not be in the bar downstairs. And that goes for all the team and their traveling staff.
So the Red Sox are
going to be quarantined to your room.
The Red Sox are now in Tampa. And they have a day off. And they now have an entire day. And Ron Renneke said that he's a little bit concerned about what these guys are going to do on their day off in
Tampa.
Go play
golf. Drive around. Let's go to the beach. Let's go get something to eat down on the beach.
And he said, you don't want to tell them to
go to Burns
stay
Steakhouse.
In their hotel rooms. Like, that's sort of, you can't do it.
Why can't you?
I mean, you could tell them, but they don't have to listen to you. There's nothing that requires them to stay there.
Hey, guys, just look at everything else that's going on in this league.
But he did mention that he told them not to use the pool, the outdoor pool at the hotel.
Don't go outside.
To which I'm thinking to myself.
What?
I don't think, I'd actually think that'd be the best option for them.
I'd say, guys, go have lunch down at the pool outside.
Go outside. And yes, go to the pool. Go there.
Oh, by the way, we talked to the hotel.
Go there
and we
in the morning
have
and take the pool,
yeah,
over.
We have half the pool roped off for you.
That to me is like the best option for them. Don't have them leaving. Yeah, go to the pool.
We're paying so much money to stay here with all the meals and the meetings and all the rooms we've acquired that they're actually going to hold a section aside for you if you want to use the pool and eat there. Why do you not plan this ahead? That's easy. Oh, day off in Tampa. Well, we don't want them running around a city in Florida that is a hot spot. Give them the option to just go eat at a beach cafe. Oh.
But it felt like over the weekend there was a chance that baseball was going to maybe crumble. And we heard reports that the league had been in touch with their television partners, ESPN,
yeah,
et cetera, letting them know that they should start coming up with alternative programming for if their season ended. And when you hear things like that,
that means they're talking about it.
Yeah. This thing's teetering. Yeah. This is teetering. Rob Manfred then came out and had a few things to say. And the thing that stuck out is he said players need to be better, right? So he blamed it on the players. But he also had this weird comment about not being a quitter. Commissioner said, we are playing. The players need to be better, but I am not a quitter in general, and there is no reason to quit now. We have to be fluid, but it is manageable. Okay. If the season does have to come to an end at some point, will it be because you're a quitter?
No, it's the wrong terminology. It's the wrong attitude.
I understand what he's trying to say.
I'm not a quitter.
It's the wrong guy. He quit
idiot.
On the pitch clock. He quits on everything he does. He never follows through with anything.
That's true. He is a big-time quitter,
he didn't
number
follow
one.
Through with the threat to cancel the season. The next day he came out and said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to play. He backed off that in 2 seconds.
Right. That's what it is. I'm not a quitter. That's why it's not happening? I'm not a quitter is the reason why you decided
Rob
to
Manfred,
keep the season going?
He digs in on everything. Like, he really digs in on every issue.
How did I'm not a quitter get higher up on the list than we believe this is a manageable situation? Shouldn't that be the lead, Rob? Well, we believe it's still a manageable situation. We're going to deal with the teams that have had outbreaks, and we're going to try to continue to find ways to not have this happen. We're going to continue to manage this. We believe it's manageable. I'm not a quitter. That's a real NFL-type statement that he made.
Yeah.
And he's full of crap because, as we know, he's completely... As Jim said, he quits on everything. I'm not a quitter.
I understand what he's trying to say, though.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like, we're
quitting.
We're doing everything we can to play. Make sure we attempt to play.
But way you phrased it is so much better. And it's something that I think other sports should do a little bit more of, which is let's manage the situation as opposed to just walking away from the player or walking away from the situation or, you know what, let's see if we can manage this thing. And this is the ultimate management scenario here. We need to manage this situation. No way. We're not going to quit. You going to change anything? Nope. But we're not quitting. No, you need to change some things. You need to manage it. You need to focus your energies and get some guys to maybe get on board with some protocol that they weren't on board with before. It's not quitting. It's a matter of doing it differently and doing it better.
But MLB did find that the Marlins were very lax in following safety protocols beyond just wherever they were. Okay. congregating in the hotel bar is definitely a part of that, but they were very lax otherwise in following rules.
Hey.
So this thing goes beyond just whatever they were doing at the hotel bar. The Cardinals may have gone to a casino. I mean, I get why he's saying the players should be better. I understand that. But I think they've got to come to some sort of agreement on, again, staying in hotels.
Yeah. I'm sure that the casino chips are very disinfected. I'm sure they wash them every time.
Otherwise, it's just not going to work at all.
No. How many times you get hardy, you get those $100, maybe those $1,000 chips in your hand, you just...
Never had one of those.
Move them around, baby. And get a little nervous, put them in your pocket, rub them.
Maybe they're having a video poker tournament or something. Those things that you just can't, go willy-nilly. You have to be there.
Is that a great question? There. Like, in the casinos, I guess the chips are... You use chips, right? You have to. Can't be virtual.
I'm sure they're all disinfected and whatnot.
Yeah. I'd keep the chips. I just keep them stacked in my room. Look at them.
Stacked in your room for what?
Because I'm going to lose them the next day. I just look at them, take pictures of them, because I'm not going to keep them.
Let's get to Ron Renicke over the weekend. He had himself a weekend. I wonder at what point he's going to decide to manage the Boston Red Sox. Someone should tell him he is the manager.
Oh.
Hey, Skip, you're in charge now. You call the shots. He had a really quote of the year over the weekend. Quote of the year. I don't know that we'll get one better than this from Ron Renicke. And it was on Ryan Weber. You've got to hear this. I'm going to read you this quote, and you're saying, what's wrong with this guy? What are you doing? We'll get to that coming up, and your thoughts on the Red Sox getting swept by the Yankees. And last night sucked. It thought they were going to pull one out there to avoid getting swept, and they didn't. We'll get to that, too. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Sports up. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To wear down.
Oh my goodness! Aaron Judge has done it again! Homers in five straight! Santa Maria!
Now, if you had told me that call right...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
2-0 to Judge. He's hit a punch to left. He did it again. Oh my! Second of the night for Aaron Judge.
Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Aaron Judge. Wow.
Is going to grab it with 0.6 seconds and throw.
Oh, my God. He made it.
Wear down.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron Judge has done it again. Homer.
homers in five straight.
The Minutemen have beat the sixth-ranked team in the nation.
That's a big night.
Nice work.
Little different. See the enormity of the game, though? How big a win that was? This was Judge's, what?
Sixth home run in 5 days.
Did it really need that?
It's sort of a big deal.
Oh, by the way, who are the athletes he compared him to that he put him in the same breath with? The ones that won championships?
Is it LeBron?
I think LeBron. He said Tiger.
Tiger,
LeBron, Jordan.
Guys who won things.
Guys who won multiple. Many things.
Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Aaron Judge.
One of these things.
I don't even understand what that means.
Listen, A-Rod.
Not like the other.
A-Rod has been one of my favorite baseball broadcasters in recent seasons.
Maybe that's why he's quiet.
Like, he sucked last night. Let me just call him out because I usually rave about how good he is. He sucked last night. His head is not in the game, and he's more concerned about buying the Mets than he is than calling the game on ESPN. His head's not in it. Put your head out, A-Rod. Pull your head out of your ass.
Maybe that sucked all the wind out of it for him.
Maybe. What's with the weird thing about he doesn't like to remember his home runs? Did you catch that? Did you catch that weird comment?
No.
Kirkchin was on the call there, and he's like, I know you don't remember your home runs. And he's like, I remember what guys pitchers threw against me, but yeah, I try to forget about the home runs.
That's all I would remember.
It's like a really weird comment where you're like, wait, he doesn't talk about hitting home runs? He hit 600 home runs? He doesn't talk about those? That's not a thing for him?
Maybe he hit too many.
What? Is it because it like brings up his steroid discussion? What is it? I don't know. I think he needs to do better. You know who else needs to do better? Ryan Weber.
Oh, boy.
First start of the year, he lasted 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs, all of them earned. In his second start of the year over the weekend against the New York Yankees, he lasted 3 1/3. This time it was better. He only gave up 3 earned runs, but he managed to walk 4 batters and give up 2 home runs as he did in his first start, too. So here's the line on Ryan Weber for the season so far. 7 innings pitched, 9 earned runs, which brings an ERA of 11.57, and he's given up 4 home runs, and he's walked 7 in those 7 innings.
Yeah, you want to get that ERA down out of double digits.
So between his 2 starts, he's lasted as long as you would like to have a starter last, ideally, right? Get 7 out of a starter, that'd be great. Over the weekend, obviously, the question was asked, like, this guy really blows. You know, what's with that? You know? Hey, Ron. Hey, Renicky. This guy sucks, huh? And you know what? It's not Ron Renicky's fault that
he didn't pick him.
He didn't put the guy on the roster.
Right? But Skip, question over here about Weber.
It is Weber, though.
He's god awful, huh? Talk about it.
You want to hear the answer? We don't have the audio because the Red Sox have been cutting up their post games on their website. And the only part you get is like about the game itself. They cut out the good, juicy stuff like this.
Oh,
we looked for it. Ron Renicky, quote, who do we have that we can say we're going to put in that's going to do better than Ryan?
Oh, boy, I feel good. You know what that makes me want to do? Watch other games that are coming up on the docket that don't have Ryan Weber pitching.
Holy crap.
There's your manager telling you how bad this team sucks. More importantly, how bad our pitching sucks. That he's the best we got, peeps. Who you want me to put in instead of him?
It's.
Oh, that makes me look forward to the next game, boy.
It's a layered answer.
Not against the Yankees.
It's got a lot of layers to unpack. Number one.
Let's not.
There's a tacit admission there that, yes, Ryan Weber blows.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, of course. But who do we have that's any better than that?
He blows the least.
Number one, right? Like, yeah, but he sucks the least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, he sucks. But the other guys, I think that we, collectively, the Red Sox, we think the other guys suck more, which is, wow, number one.
Oh
number
God.
Two, that is sort of a shot at the GM. Oh, no, this guy blows, but he's the best I've been given. What other options have they left me with?
Good. You want me to sit here and answer questions every day?
Number two.
You want me to be accountable, and I have to be accountable?
Or it's in the tone of, yeah, we're just quitting on the season and tanking because who gives a flip?
Right.
Right?
I don't think that's it.
It could be, for all we know.
I think it's more the first words out of his mouth. That we don't have much better than Ryan Weber.
No, this guy does suck, but it's all I have. So what do you want from me? Oh, it's a great answer. Great.
What's he have for to look
it's
forward
to? It's almost like he insults everybody involved.
Well,
the pitcher, the team, the GM, everybody. I'm the a guy dead, asking the question.
I'm a dead man walking manager.
For moron.
You don't think he knows he's a dead man walking manager? Oh, and you shut Eddie down too? He ain't coming back anytime soon. What do I have to look forward to as a skipper? Not a hell of a whole lot. Maybe the lineups start to hit, huh? He said that'll come around, right? As the pitching will too.
And by the way, with that position they're in, I don't know. I can't stand Brian Johnson, but let him get a start. Let him throw. Let him have a try. I mean, no, he's right. None of the options are good. But you're just going to keep rolling this guy out there every 5 days? He's the worst of them all.
At this scenario in my head now of going into the clubhouse, just kind of walking around locker to locker. Brian, you want to try? You want it? Anybody?
He's in the player pool. Put him in. Let's go. Put him on the roster and let's do it.
Who wants to try and pitch today?
It's like Little League. Everyone's going to get a chance to pitch.
Yeah.
If you want to pitch this season, everyone's going to get a chance. Again, that there's no guarantee on how long they leave you in the game, but everyone's going to get a chance and an opportunity to do it.
Or in this case, it's like goalie. Nobody wants to do it, but everyone's going to have to take a turn. It's like girls lacrosse. I don't know nobody wants to play goalie first year, but everyone's going to have to play goal for at least a half of one game. Okay?
You know who I feel for this year? Xander Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts last night does Xander Bogaerts type things. Has a great game. He is clearly the best player on this team. It's not even close. And I'm relieved in a sense that after the game, Xander Bogaerts, who everyone expected to be just beside himself, as he's expressed a little bit of
frustration
early in the year.
Yeah, he's been down.
In last night, he does everything possible to put his team in a position to win. It sounds like he wasn't that upset by the loss, that he felt like they had played well and that he was still a little optimistic after the loss. So I'm glad that by, you know, a week into this, they haven't crushed Xander Bogaerts' soul yet. It's still intact,
yeah.
And it will be crushed eventually. But it hasn't happened for him yet.
Last night was better, right?
I feel relieved for him.
The team scrapped, and they came back and got two against the Mets, where we thought they were dead in the water. So last week, they got two against the Mets. Sort of set them up going to the weekend. I think it built some excitement. Well, you got stepped on two times, and then last night, you showed a little life.
Yeah, he said we
showed some scrappiness.
He said we fought back, man. This is one of the games that we could take a lot of positives out. Haven't been many games like this. It sucks we lost, but it was pretty fun, honestly. Back and forth. This game was a nice fight from us.
There you go. That's a good leader.
And then he said, who do we have that's any better than Weber? He threw that in at the end. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. But they haven't crushed Xander Bogaerts' soul yet. Thank God. And by the way, Devers' home run last night? Holy crap. Do we have the audio of that from ESPN? I'm sorry, Tom.
I would like to compare the two.
I don't know if anyone pulled that highlight at any point, maybe on TNR or something this morning.
Well, and I think Tiger, LeBron, Jordan, I think of Aaron Judge, put him right there with them. And
the
Devers.
Crack of the bat?
Yeah.
Rafi Devers. A pitch down and in and sent a long way into right.
Holy crap.
Right into the happy zone for a left-handed power bat.
Can we hear it again? Can we just hear the crack of the bat again?
Happy zone?
Oh, my God. He crushed that thing. He absolutely destroyed it. Whoa!
That hurt.
Oh, my God. The other day in the hallway, it was last week. We were talking about guys that can hit 500-foot home runs in baseball. That's something that really excites Tony Mass, the guy who can hit the 500-foot home run. And, of course, you know what he had to say? Mookie Betts can't do that, right?
No.
Because I go, Mookie can do that just to piss him off.
Why does he hate Mookie?
Just to get him to flip out. He's so easy. Took the bait right away.
Throw it 500 feet in the air.
No kidding.
So there was that throw. Mookie dug that one out of the right corner.
Yes.
Stopped, pivoted through, and gunned the guy down at third.
Yes, he did.
And Maz replied on Twitter with, meh, M-E-H.
See,
why does he hate Betts so bad?
Because he's playing a role now.
Okay, so now
he's
I'm
playing
be the contrarian, right?
He's the Betts troll.
Right.
That's who he is.
Meh. That's a hell of a throw Betts had.
So I said, no, all joking aside, though, we know that Devers can hit a 500 home run. And he's like, eh. Do we believe that? I'm like, wait, what do you mean do we believe that?
He thinks he's too young and chubby.
Yes, he can hit a 500-foot home run. I believe he's capable of doing it. Such a great sound. Such a great sound.
That's a benefit of no fans.
And a losing effort. What, seeing where it lands?
Just the sounds.
Oh, yes. The sounds have been great, especially on the Fox broadcast, where they give you a little something.
Ow!
Was that good contact? Did he get...
Did he barrel that one up?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, sweet spot.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, cookie zone. You use some of that, huh?
My, oh, my. Yeah. And the Red Sox get swept over the weekend. They have no pitching. Nope. I'm not tapping out yet, though. Not doing it. Still in.
Kay.
Still subjecting myself to it every single day.
Tapping out means a couple of different things. You're still going to watch, but are you tapping out on them having a viable season? Because I'm tapped out.
Oh, yeah, that's over.
Okay. All right, good. Just so I know what you're...
No, his means tapping out on watching. His is watching.
You're tapped in on watching. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know that with two more games, they'll be through 20% of their season.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. It's like the fabled 40-game threshold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Thanksgiving.
When you divide it, when you do the divide.
Thanksgiving hockey.
Thirds.
Actually, that'd be 25%. Okay, right. Whatever.
Whatever. I give it
close.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at. Any thoughts on the Red Sox bringing them to the table? The Patriots have had another opt-out. Meh. And we'll get to some Patriots items.
Meh.
Coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think it's an absolute joke that the NFL is changing the opt-out period, mainly because they don't want to continue to see guys opt out. I'm sure they're shocked about how many guys have opted out. But it's the same thing when we sign a CBA. Sometimes some of those things that we think are good sometimes backfire. You know, we have rookies who are locked in long-term contracts and tagged. You guys don't think we would love to change that about the CBA, but we can't. That's the point of signing an agreement. So I think it's terrible. I think it's BS that the league has changed that date because you guys know Monday will be our first day in the building. So to try to act like guys are making a decision about something other than virtual meetings is a joke. But I think it's something that we go through as players. And when players understand how much power we have, we've seen things change for us. I mean, primarily even with this deal with the COVID-19, trying to get everything back, we saw some of that strength. So hopefully we'll see how everything turns out come Wednesday if that ends up being the deadline. But I support guys no matter what they decide. But I'm still out here having fun and figuring things out. We'll see how we go. I appreciate it, guys.
Devin McCourty expressing his displeasure with the NFL. The NFL has started to accuse players of using the opt-out as a leverage piece. They want to move up the deadline. They want to make it so that they've got to, you know, force a decision on them right now. He does not sound happy about that.
He is 100% correct. 100% correct.
I read over the weekend that there are at least a handful of players that have started to use it as a piece of leverage in terms of trying to get a new contract extension. Not known who those players are. They are unnamed at this point. Their agents are unnamed at this point, but it's possible that they have called and said, hey, yeah, he's going to opt out, but if you give him a new contract,
maybe he'll play.
Maybe he'll come back and play.
That's not good either.
Which some people would say, oh, that's, you know, wrong. That's not what the point of this is. Maybe a player looks at it and says, well, we don't know the long-term ramifications of having COVID. Okay, we know that Many people have boiled down COVID to either you die or you don't, but there's a lot of uncertainty in between those two things. Permanent lung damage, permanent heart damage, increased risk of all kinds of other health problems. So if a player is thinking this could impact me long term and in my career, I'm going to sit the year out. I'm not going to take the risk. Maybe I'm at the end of a deal. Maybe I'm going into my final year of my contract. And if I get sick and can't recover from it enough to continue playing at the level I'm used to playing at, well, I could ruin my career doing this. What if a team says, you know what? We'll make sure that you're not sacrificing anything long-term career-wise by giving you a new contract. Like, there are certain situations where I could see a guy being on the fence, not because he's deathly afraid of COVID, right, but because he's afraid of what it could do to him in impacting his career. Because we know that in the NFL, there are players that are fully understanding. I don't know if all of them understand it, but there are plenty of players who go out there knowing what they risk when they play this game without COVID. Long-term health impact, head injuries, knee injuries, whatever it might be. Right? There's all kinds of risk being taken on the field in the NFL to begin with, more so than I think any other sport. The NFL. Guys know that when they play this sport, it's dangerous to your health.
Yeah,
not good.
Not a lot of people knew that, you know, if you don't make a club next year, that you have to pay back the money that you take as a stipend if you elect not to play. There's no guarantee Matt LaCoste is going to be on a team not only this year, but next year. So Matt LaCoste is the most recent Patriot to opt out.
He is.
He may have been fighting for a roster spot to begin with here.
May not have been on the team.
And which could compound problems for him. That's the type of guy who could get squeezed out of the league by not playing.
All right, well, I guess.
I'm saying he kind of, when you're not a big name player.
Okay, I would say that Matt LaCoste is trying to prove that he is an NFL player still.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So if he were to get sick and then it diminishes his ability, you know, to do whatever, then he really isn't an NFL player.
Right.
Ever again.
Yeah.
That might be how he looks at it.
That's true, too. And there's also the part, if people don't see him this year, you kind of get forgotten about. That league, they move on quick.
They do.
More so than any other league, with the lack of guaranteed
contracts.
Although
Jeremy Hill got a deal. He's back on an NFL roster I saw yesterday.
Good.
We were talking about him on Friday.
I thought we killed him.
Jeremy Hill is on a roster.
Jesus.
So, yeah, Matt LaCoste is the latest one to opt out. He's the eighth Patriots player to do it. I don't even know that he would have been
eight
on the roster. I don't know that he would have made the team. They've
Think
got
about
two
that.
Young tight ends that are, you know, highly touted, and there's a lot of hope for them. There's also news today on this front for the Patriots, the tight end front. They are reportedly interested in Delanie Walker, who's a free agent. A thumbs up on that if they do it.
Why now?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a veteran tight end who could come in and mentor and
wish we had him last year.
Sort of a steady presence.
Well, my point is they've
got money.
You knew you didn't have the tight end last year. Why didn't we go out and get this type of player last year?
Well, Delanie Walker wasn't a free agent.
I know
he wasn't.
I'm just saying that type of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Make an adjustment. Go after the next best guy. Don't tell me it was Ben Watson. We had to coax him out of retirement. Come on. Better than that. Should have planned better than that.
Delanie Walker is 35 years old. He is training for the season. Jeremy Fowler says he's received levels of interest from several teams, including the Patriots. From 2014 until 2017, he had four straight 800-plus yard seasons.
Who was the guy here when Gronk and Hernandez were young? Algie Crumpler, right?
Algie Crumpler was on the roster the first year that Hernandez and Gronk were here.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's a good steadying influence. This guy can still play, I think, you know, if he just gets healthy.
Well, I think the expectation for him would be a lot less than what he typically has been.
Correct. Plus not having Brady here, yeah. But right? Still, at least that's a good, solid veteran-type name to bring in. That is.
He's dealt with all kinds of injuries the last 2 years, though. We say 14 to 17 because he played one game in 2018. He played in seven games last year. He had 21 catches last season. So combined, the last two seasons, 25 catches.
Okay.
Okay, he's missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
So this is about taking a flyer, low risk, high reward.
Typical Patriots type signing.
It's absolutely a Patriot type of signing. Delanie Walker, count me in for that move.
Because you have no clue right now how the two rookies are going to respond. What's his name? Asiasi? What the hell's the name of this damn thing? Storm coming in?
Isaias.
You know what happens? We get pissed off watching the news at home. Like, everybody has to say it on the news because we got to say it properly.
Isaias.
Well, Isaias is trending upwards. And as you can see, as Isaias, boy, they love saying Isaias.
Well, it's Devin Asiasi and Dalton Keene.
Hurricane Bob.
You know, Hurricane Dalton Keene. is on the roster. Izzo's still here, right? Yeah, Ryan Izzo's still on the roster.
That's unbelievable.
Why is that unbelievable?
I just remember seeing him sitting in a room like, that guy plays football. He's a football player. He don't look like a football player.
That's your guy. That's your dude.
Why doesn't he look like a football player? He
looks like you.
Stature.
Just, you know, like when Ted Johnson walks in the room.
6'5".
You know, Ted Johnson.
250.
He ain't 6'5", okay? He ain't 6'5", and he ain't 250.
He doesn't look it.
Sorry. Cam Newton, when he's listed at 6'5", 250, is like 6'6", 275. This dude is like 6'3".
So they're underplaying Cam Newton's size on his stats?
Yeah, over the years, yes. I'm like, that guy's a man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That boy, that guy's got
big. We don't want anyone to think our quarterback is 6'7".
His hands are so big.
Let's put down 6'5".
Big hands, big feet.
Well, there is a thing about the tall quarterbacks not being successful. You can be too tall as a quarterback.
Yeah, look at Osweiler.
Okay, I understand how Manute Bol maybe wouldn't have been a great quarterback.
You don't want to be 6'7".
Look at the tallest quarterbacks in the history of the league. They all had problems.
Yeah.
They all turned out to be not so great. Can't be too tall of a quarterback. Right. Can't have that.
Right.
You're going to be a nice 6'5", 6'6". Now we're pushing it.
You got to have a cool dog, though. You got to get a dog with like a nickname, bro. Like the dog's name's
Bro. You look at it. You say, what are you, on the hoops team? Who are you?
Hey, you one of those managers that work out like with the team? You look like you're fit. He looks fit. But you don't say, hey, wow, there's Ted Johnson walks in the room. That guy looks like a football player. Or you go down the street. See, if you're one of your buddies at the bar. Look at that guy. I bet that guy plays ball. Look how big he is.
This date nobody in ever said show that about Izzo. History is coming your way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
No, just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
August 3rd, time for this date in show history. Hardy is back today.
My kid's birthday.
Hardy's going to run point.
My kid's birthday today. Sam's birthday, 16.
Hey.
Tom Brady's birthday, 43.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm glad you brought up Tom Brady's birthday. This date in show history is
one of the days I've hated covering this team.
It's
in the history of the team.
Two-thirds about Tom Brady's birthday.
Wow.
How about that? So you may remember this gentleman. We were at training camp 2 years ago today on this date.
Never forget it.
3rd of August, 2018. And there was a great big birthday card for Tom Brady. He must have turned 40 that day, right? Yes. 2018?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
About right.
41.
Shut up, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, he must have turned 41 that day.
Math is hard.
40, 41.
Somewhere there. Same thing.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, you know, when it's Tom's birthday.
When it's your birthday and it's Tom Brady, you get a great big birthday card.
Is that the birthday card or something going across the field down there? That giant number 2 on the back of the golf cart?
Yeah, it looked like it was in two pieces, the big 1 and the big 2.
Yeah, go put it in his locker.
Is it a card or a cake?
No, not a cake.
Go get a picture of it.
I think it's there was a birthday card. It might be part of the
birthday. Oh, my God.
The cake is gone. Everyone ate the cake.
Oh, nice.
Mike Reese put an updated photo.
Does everybody get these cards?
Everyone leaving camp got pieces of cake.
Whose
birthday
is tomorrow? The size of a building?
Look at that giant number. There's a
it looks like a NASCAR golf cart riding down a hill.
It is. It's the card.
This is lunacy.
So it's the card.
It's coming.
It is. It's the card. I just pulled up a picture of what they were signing down there.
Oh, my God.
That's the birthday card. They just loaded the birthday card onto a cart.
So what do you do with it now?
And drove it.
You put it in a big envelope with a big freaking stamp on it?
It's got to be 8 feet high.
Have 10 people lick the stamp?
See, something like that is a lot like the going away gifts they get when like ball players are on
their retirement tours. It's a David Ortiz tour.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Oh, thanks.
Here it comes. There it is. Jim, it's right here.
There it is.
Oh.
What do we have these cameras? Turn one of these around. It's too fast.
Yeah, you gotta get with it, people.
Thanks for the ginormous card. Where's the nearest dumpster?
Is the number one? I think is the number one on the other card.
Where's the oversized $100 bill inside it?
Give me something equally useless and a pain in the ass to get rid of. Thank you.
Just load it in the back of that gator and take it directly
take it home.
To the dumpster.
Giselle would love that. Yeah, take it home. We can hang it above my bed.
Yeah, you know where it went?
A grown man getting a birthday card.
That's right, Artie. Went right to the dumpster. Tom Brady never laid eyes on that
card.
Well,
what am I supposed to do with this? Here you go.
Imagine being the loser fan that stood in line to sign it or had the ability in a hot day. Shut up, honey. Put the kids in a car, get the air. I'm going sign Tom's card.
You think they would have maybe at least let him see it. Like, hey, Tom, fans did something nice. Oh, okay, cool. That's it. No, they didn't even do that.
Remember they had that 5,000-piece cake when he turned 40 and Reese was there covering it? Reese probably saved some of the icing. You know, like when you save your wedding cake and you put it in the freezer? Reese probably has a piece of that cake frozen in his freezer. This is the stuff that bugs me, man. This stuff.
Well, Zoe, to that point, also on this date in 2018, you went off on grown men and celebrating their birthdays.
Do you think you should put a stop to it?
I don't think today should have happened the way last year happened. Like, last year should have been the end of it. You're 40. 40's a big one. We get to do this every year. It's going to get bigger. And in an odd way, I think he kind of digs it. There's an acceptance to it.
And that falls squarely on him.
What, are you going to be a rude jackass and say, don't do it? But, I mean, people come and say, hey, happy birthday. You got guys down here running down this little black path here, this black asphalt path. Men yelling happy birthday. Reporters that Jeff Howe told us, but didn't want to name the man that turned around and go, hey, Tom, happy birthday. We as a show break balls on birthday. Right, Artie?
Oh, yeah.
Jim has something. We'll play some. Like maybe the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop or maybe Beatles Call. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
We break balls. There's no ball break in here, guys.
We played the birthday montage at the end.
This is genuine.
No, these are sincere, heartfelt wishes.
It's thoughts and prayers.
And we don't go for that around here.
Thoughts and prayers. Like there's people, men, that wake up and say, oh, it's Tom Brady's birthday today. Let's go down to camp and wish him happy birthday. The only reason I know it's his birthday is because it's the same birthday as my daughter's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's been talking about that over the years. I think, to the point we talked about earlier with him, I think he digs this crap. Did you see his tweet today? Thank you for all the birthday wishes. He tweeted this morning. He's like, to draw more attention. Hey, I know I have millions of followers. By the way, it's my birthday today.
I have a good friend who is a grown man, celebrates his birthday every year. Party, cake. There's presents.
Throws it for himself.
No, but it is just accepted within the family that we're going to celebrate.
My birthday.
We're going to celebrate this person's birthday.
Did you text Tom Brady today?
I did not. It's one day I won't text him to congratulate him. Once
really?
Yeah. You want to see it?
I'm just asking. I just thought maybe you would have texted him and wished him a happy
birthday. Not doing it. I'm not doing it.
All right.
I don't do that.
May we see your phone?
Yeah. Right here.
No, he offered it up.
All right.
We'll go through the text. You could read them right there. Texted me the other day about something.
Can you ask him about his iPhone and get to the bottom of that story? Have you seen that?
So he's getting a new one.
Does he still have the 6 Plus for real?
I don't know.
Well, why would he have said he's getting a new one?
I think he has like 8 phones.
And he destroys them all, as we know.
Well,
every 4.5 months.
What do you do when your phone, what do you trade it in? Idiot.
No, I like put it in that. I run to the mall where I put it in that machine and you get $50 out. You know, like,
you have to destroy it with fire.
Tom Brady gets a new phone every full moon. Because on Instagram, he posted a photo of his dashboard with it being 99 degrees. Mm-hmm. And it revealed that he had a iPhone. It said Tom's iPhone 6 Plus was Bluetoothed into the car radio. Hmm. He's listening to music.
So he got his balls broken.
iPhone 6 Plus, which people were like, wait a minute. You have an iPhone 6 still? And furthermore, weren't you the guy that said you destroyed your phones all the time?
That's a good point.
So then some people theorize maybe it's just a phone that he uses just for music. Like he uses
it
as a He uses it as an iPod now.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with an iPhone 6 Plus. And I just want to go on record as saying this because maybe...
No, there is a problem with an iPhone 6 Plus if you are worth hundreds... If you and your wife are worth $500 million.
Okay. Thank
you. A
little
weird.
I'm just... This is... I'm saving my own skin because my daughter has one of our old iPhone 6 Pluses and she keeps asking for a new phone. And I tell her, A, you can buy your own phone if you want one. There's nothing wrong with your phone. And B, if you save up all your money and buy your own phone, I'm going to be very disappointed in you because there's nothing wrong with your phone, with an iPhone. Does it work? Does it do everything it's supposed to do?
It's like a mini iPad.
What's the problem? Right. What's the problem? There's nothing wrong with it.
Right. You give her the phone, not even have it connected, and she could still get on Wi-Fi.
She's a kid.
Apps.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's worth $500 million.
Yeah, sure. Happy birthday, Tom Brady. Is he there?
Unbelievable. Is he there?
Did Ken call last week? Did I miss a Ken call?
No, you didn't. No.
Okay.
No, he hasn't called in a while.
I haven't heard from him.
Finally, on this date in show history, this is from 3 years ago, a rare case of a host not listening.
I never have. Coming up at 10:50. We've got some Charlie Casserly audio that you just don't want to miss. You don't want to miss. Isn't he the best?
The best.
Also coming up at 10:50, 10 minutes from now, a chance to win tickets to Fantasy Sports Fest.
Something else coming up, too, at 10:50, right?
Yeah, Charlie Casserly, which I just said.
You said we're going to give tickets away.
You even replied to it. You even said something.
Yeah, Chuck. I even went like, yeah, Charlie.
The best.
The best. Just play KP.
The best.
The best.
You said the best.
The best.
B-E-S-T.
The Bears. Yeah, the best.
Best. He is the best. Who are we talking about?
I ain't paid
best.
He sure is.
Definitely agree. That was so
good. Put me down, too.
Yeah, Charlie Casserly. Which I just said.
You said famous. You said we're going to give tickets away.
Something else coming up. Oh, we got something else coming up.
Something.
What is it? I should have just said, what is it?
Yeah.
We do? What?
Oh, yeah, what's that?
But I knew he wasn't listening. It sort of helped you there. It sort of helped.
That's it, gentlemen.
Thank you, Artie. Thank you, Gaudy.
You want one more short clip from today?
What is it?
Just it wasn't worth putting in together the production and stuff. Just one little 5-second clip from.
Sure.
Go.
I don't have it.
And we're now into August, which means September's next month.
2 years ago today.
Wow.
You're brilliant.
And we're now into August, which means. September's next month.
This is stupid.
That's so bad. That's so freaking bad. All right, let's get to headlines. 90 seconds. We're right back. Got calls on the line. We're going to get to those.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.